All right, my name's Crypto.
And my name's Lazy E.
This is a freak accident, and right now we want to welcome to the show WWE Hall of Famer, fitness model, and actress, Trish Stratus. Trish, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for that lovely round of applause.
You're welcome. Now, I got to tell you, Trish, I'm very, very excited to have you here because, not going to lie, this might creep you out a little bit, I don't know. You were my first big crush as a kid watching wrestling, so my heart's a flutter right now. I'm very excited.
Oh, well, I hope I live up to all your expectations then.
I have no doubt that you will. Now, I got to tell you, I'm really thrilled to hear that you're doing so well. I mean, you know, we've got this brand new movie out called Gridlock. It's available on Blu-ray and DVD everywhere, as well as at TrishStratus.com.
And the great thing about going to TrishStratus.com is not only can you get the DVD, but you can get tips on working out, and God knows I need that.
Yeah, you really do, pal. You
Thanks.
Okay.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate it. It's been, honestly, the first time... Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, Trish, you play the character Gina in this movie, Gridlock. I mean, tell us a little bit about the movie. Tell us about your experience with it.
Oh, the movie was an incredible experience. You know, I was very lucky, obviously, with my second film, my second feature film, to get a movie like this with this caliber of actors in it. I mean, I was shocked. You know, I had just signed up with a new agent. And, you know, he called me. And it was funny because I took this meeting with him. Actually, my good friend Adam Copeland Edge had set up this. He had said, you should meet with my agent. He's in Toronto as well. And why don't you check it out, you know? And he's been doing some, had some success in acting with his show of Haven. So I took this meeting with him. And, I knew I was excited to try acting. I had done a movie in 2011 and I enjoyed the process. But in the meantime, I had sort of settled, as you mentioned, a few of my things. I've been, you know, doing my business. I have a new child. And at the time he was only, you know, 6 months or old or something. So I took this meeting with the agent and I had sort of set some parameters like I'm interested in pursuing this acting thing, but you know, I gotta say, you know, I have my baby, I have my business. So if maybe, you know, like I can't fly to LA, you know, on a dime just because I have these things here. So, you know, if it's the right fit, and I kind of just threw it to the universe and did one of those, like, if it's the right thing, if this should be happening right now, then it'll work out. I got a call a couple weeks later, and then he says, well, I think this may fit within your parameters. He's like, it's filming in Toronto. It's an action flick. There's a female lead in it, and it stars Danny Glover and Dominic Purcell. What do you think? I was like, yeah. So, you know, it came about. Exactly. Like, super excited about that. And
so you work with Danny Glover. I would imagine, if it was me, I'd be like that old SNL skit with Chris Farley, where I'd just go up to him and go, you're Danny Glover.
Yeah?
Cool.
Hey, were you on set? It was kind of like that.
Yeah, so your mother, basically a new mother when you're doing this. Obviously, the thing all new mothers do is they get training in SWAT. So how did that go? Was your wrestling experience and your fitness experience, did that help you out in that training?
You know what's funny is I never really think about it till like I'm starting to see these posts on Twitter. People have seen like some of the trailers and seeing some of my kickassery, and you know they're like, wow, and you're a new mom. See, new moms can do that too. I'm like, oh yeah, I was a new mom, and you know I really did get back into like fitness mode, of course, because of my background. Quickly, like I had an amazing pregnancy, so I was really like, but yeah, like I was definitely in shape. I had got myself back in shape. There was a bit of a accelerated, like, also, like, oh, God, I'm going to be in this action flick. I better kind of, like, step it up a little bit. So I kind of got my training on to, like, you know, stepped it up a notch. But, I mean, when I got into the training mode with the training sites coordinator, honestly, it's crazy how, like, really, like, wrestling, it's, like, part of my blood. It's like learning how to, it's like riding a bike. It really is, like, second nature. And he kind of just said, you know, and it's funny because I get this a lot, you know, it's like, you're a wrestler? That's like the number one thing I get. You're a wrestler? Like that, right? So he says to me, okay, well, I mean, I kind of just...
Sorry,
Trish, guys, I think we have a little
delay
bit...
On
we have
our phone line.
A delay, yeah. I know. I'm trying to, like, work in the holes here.
No, we got you. We got you. We'll work with you as best we can. But I did want to point out, you know, I noticed that there's a rumor that you guys set a world record with this movie. Most bullets fired on screen in a Canadian film. Was that intentional, or did you just kind of find out after the fact, like, oh, hey, greatest action movie of all time?
Wow, I did not actually know we had that record. I'm totally going to use that. Thank you. You know, the director was just like, he was a huge fan of just action flicks. Like, he grew up watching, you know, Die Hard and Lethal Weapon, as we did too, probably, and just, like, in love with it. And so when he got into filmmaking, he just was like, this is the movie I want to make. I want to make it, like, that old school throwback to that movie. And really, that's what it was. Now, that many bullets being flown, is that because that's what they did back in the day rather than now, I guess? But, yeah, that's a pretty good little fact. That's cool because, you know, I do another record. I'm in the Guinness Book of World Records for having the title for the most times as a woman. So now I cannot put another notch on my belt. Cool.
Yeah, 7 times. Now, you're no stranger to movies. I've heard a rumor that you have such a huge movie collection and you keep it in alphabetical order?
My goodness, how do you know these things? a little friendly stalking / research for your interview is fine, right? So yes, I do. Yeah. I do have this recollection.
What happens when you have an alphabetical order? Like, you say you get a movie recently, and
it's like the letter L.
Yeah, the letter L, and now do you have to rearrange everything?
Yeah, that is a bit of a task. Now, my husband is really like, that's kind of his task. I sort of sit back and watch sometimes, but yeah, we do that. We you know, whatever. It's like a collector's thing, right? Like, we like, it's part of the fun, you know, collecting and rearranging your collection and adding to your collection, and it's kind of part of the fun. So, slightly nerdy of us, but yes, it's true.
Listen, I'm obsessive-compulsive. I keep all my CDs and movies in alphabetical order, so we've got solidarity in that. So we're cool.
Yeah.
We can relate.
What happens on April Fool's, your husband takes it and, like, puts them all in different order? What would happen to him?
Well, let me tell you. No. I don't know, but my 2-year-old could maybe get in that scenario one day, so I should probably find some anger management skills regarding that situation.
Now, Trish, are you looking to continue acting? I mean, you know, obviously being a mother is going to take up a lot of time. Are you still looking to pursue acting, though? Because it seems like, you know, we've also heard that you collect movie paraphernalia. You've got a statue of Jim Carrey, I heard, as well. I don't know if that's true, but you really love movies. I think that's evident. Is this something, are you going to do your absolute best to stay in movies moving forward, do you think?
Yeah, I can't believe you know that stuff. That's cool. we do. My husband and I, we're just big fans of the genre, of genres, just all kinds of different movies, right? And we have box sets, and we enjoy collecting them. And I'd love to. I really enjoyed the process itself. Like, listen, when I did wrestling, for me, when I would explain what I did, it was like, it really was about producing moments out there. I felt like, you know, this is the show, and I'm responsible for this portion of that show and producing these moments. So I love that. I love evoking emotion from a crowd and feeling the energy, you know, when you do that. So I enjoyed the process. I love fighting, let's be honest. I mean, that's part of the, you know, the two movies I've had the chance to work on is fighting. And I love to explore new fight crafts and things like that. So, I'd like to, we'll see. We'll see what happens next. Yes, definitely, motherhood does take up time, but there's time to squeeze other things in for sure.
Absolutely. Well, Trish, I can't wait to see what you do next. She's a WWE Hall of Famer. She's fitness model, actress, Trish Stratus. See the new movie Gridlock, where she plays Gina, available everywhere on Blu-ray and DVD, as well as at TrishStratus.com. Now, right before we let you go, tell everybody where we can find you on social media and all that, so we can all collectively follow you and, like, in amazement.
It, without being a stalker, though, right?
Right.
On Trish Stratus.
Sure,
yeah, without being a stalker, of course. TrishStratus.com is my handle for social media, so you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, obviously. And TrishStratus.com is my website, which, as you said, like, I'm pretty proud of it. I have a great team that runs it, and we really, you know, have all kinds of, we even have our DVD is available there. You can get an autographed copy of Gridlock there. We try to really just, you know, try and cater to my Stratospherians.
Yeah. Well, Trish Stratus, thank you so much for being on A Freak Accident today.
Hey, before you hang
thanks
up,
for having
you
me, guys.
Liner real quick?
Sure.
Could you cut us a quick liner? Yeah,
of course.
Just say, you know, your name and everything like that, and you're listening to A Freak Accident.
Okay, perfect. Ready? Hey, this is Trish Stratus. You're listening to... Oh, sorry. That darn delay. Okay. Don't talk. Hey, this is Trish Stratus, and you're listening to A Freak Accident. Keep listening, because Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Yes! Thank you so much for your time today. Best of luck in everything.
No worries. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Nice interview. Thanks.